Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erwin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Bakel Ma'arvin, any food can be used to make an Erev, we'll soon see what type of an Erev, or Mishtatvim, and for Shittuf, remember what Shittuf means, when the different courtyards get together and they own something jointly, food jointly, so that you can carry from the courtyards into the Mavui and so on, into the alleyway, that's called Shittuf Mavui. So Bakel Ma'arvin, any food can be used for an Erev. Any food can be used for shittuf mivayis, chutz min hamayim min hamelech, except for, with exception to water and salt. Can't use water and salt for an erev or for shittuf mivayis. Now, which type of erev are we talking about here? Until now, we were discussing eruv chatzeres. Remember, you have a bunch of different houses or different people that live in a courtyard. In order to understand that this is a rishus yachid. So in addition to physical mechitzos, they have to get together, and they all have to own food. Everyone donates food, and they own it jointly. But that's not the Erev that we're talking about here. We're not talking about Eruv HaChatzeres, because Eruv HaChatzeres has to be bread. And this mission is telling us everything is good, except for water and salt. So it can't be Eruv HaChatzeres if Eruv HaChatzeres has to be bread. Well, if it's not Eruv HaChatzeres, so which Erev are we talking about? And the answer is Eruv HaTechumim. So what is a Ruve Techumen? I'm sure you've heard the term Techum Shabbos. A person cannot walk more than 2,000 amos from wherever his official living place is on Shabbos. And that 2,000 amos shear is called the Techum. Techum means the boundary, the Shabbos boundary. Now how we measure the place where the person is for Shabbos, if he's in a town, do we start counting from after the town limits? Do we start counting from his house? All of that we're going to see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. But wherever his official Makam Shavis is, wherever he is for Shabbos, he has 2,000 amis in each direction. 2,000 amis in each direction. So that means, I'll try to picture this. From my house, I can go 2,000 amis to the right and 2,000 amis to the left. That's right. So really, if I walked out of my house and I turned, let's say, to the right, and I walked 2,000 amos and I stopped, and then I turned around and I walked 2,000 amos back to my house, and I can continue walking as if I were to come out of my house and make a left, another 2,000 amos to the left of my house. So I can really walk in one straight line 4,000 amos, and I didn't violate Chum Shabbos, because you just told me I have 2,000 amos in either direction from my house. And the answer is, if you're thinking that way, you're right, that's correct. Well, let's say I just found out that my Rebbe is giving a shiur Shabbos afternoon in a shul that is 3,000 amos to the left of my house. We're assuming that he's not in a city and he has to start counting from his house. So do I have to pick up my hands in despair and say, I can't go to the shiur, it's past the tchum? Or maybe somehow I can figure something out of here, because I could walk 4,000 amos in one shot. I have 2,000 amos on either side from my house. It's just that it's like the shear is in the wrong place, because it's 3,000 amos to the left of my house. Well, there is a solution for this person. Chazal allow him to do an Eruvei Techumen. What does an Eruvei Techumen mean? He goes, let's say, to a location 1,000 amos to the left of his house before Shabbos, stays there until Shabbos begins, and that officially becomes his center for Shabbos. So he now has 2,000 amos from there back to his house, 2,000 amos to the left of where he was. He will be able to walk the 3,000 amos from his house to the shir. It's all within the 2,000 amos right and left of where his official Makam Shvisa was, which is the place that he was standing by when Shabbos entered. Now, what if he says, how am I supposed to stand there? I have to be in shul. I have to take care of my children. There's a solution for him as well. If he doesn't want to spend the beginning of the Shabbos at the place where he wants the tchum to be measured, he can do the same thing by taking a certain amount of food, bring it to that location before Shabbos, and say, this is my official resting place for Shabbos. So from this official resting place, he has 2,000 amos to the right, to the left, not just to the right, to the left, in all different directions. That's called an Erev, and that Erev is called a Ruvei Techumen. I want to emphasize again, just to make the Mashal clear, I said he has 2,000 amos to the right, to the left. It's not just to the right or to the left. He has 2,000 amos in all different directions, from wherever his Makam HaShvis is. Okay, but now you understand what an Eruvei Techumen is. So again, Zakta Mishnah Bakal Mi'arvin, you can make an Eruv Techumah with any kind of food. We'll soon see how much, but right now we're discussing what type of food, a Mishtatfim. Same is true for the Shetufei Mevois, which again means the courtyards getting together and they put their food into one vessel. Chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melach, except for water and salt. Water and salt would not be enough for either the Eruvei Techumim or the Shetufei Mevois, and of course, it wouldn't be enough of the Eruvei Chatzeris, which requires pass. There is a rule that ein lemeidin min haklolei, says the Vatanur. Whenever there's a klal in a Mishnah, there are exceptions to the rule. The Velt says such a vart. Here, see if you chap this. Evi klal has a chutz min haklal. Evi klal has an exception, including this klal, that evi klal has an exception. Some klalim don't have an exception. I remember my Rebbe once telling me that. In any event, although the Mishnah says anything can be used, with the exception of water and salt, the Gemara says, as the Vatanur explains, that mushrooms are certain types of similar things that grow from the ground also can't be used, because it's like similar to water and salt, it's not considered nourishment. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, v'hakal nekach, any food can be purchased because of meiser, with meiser sheni money. Chutz min ha'mayim u'min ha'melach, again, with the exception of water and salt. After the Shemitah year, you have meiser rishon, which goes to the Levi, and meiser sheni. Second year, meiser rishon, meiser sheni. Third year, meiser rishon, meiser ani. Fourth and fifth, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Seventh year, again, a Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is a Yovel. Now, this Maaser Sheni, during a year that you have Maaser Sheni, what do I do with it? I have Maaser Sheni the second, the fourth, and the fifth years. What do I do with this Maaser I set aside? Well, you're supposed to bring it to your Shalayim and eat it over there. The owner eats it, his guests eat it. Now, if you want, and it's very hard to schlep all the payers to your shalayim, so you can be paidik, you can redeem it. It has to be special types of coins. And there's a process where I take the kedusha off the payers, the maaser sheni payers, and put them onto the coins, and the coins are brought to your shalayim. And in your shalayim, I buy foods which can be eaten within the walls of the city. There are special halachas how it has to be eaten. Our Mishnah is telling us what you can buy with this maaser sheni money when you bring it to your shalayim. And the answer is anything, with the exception of, again, water and salt. The Pasuk says, "Nesata kesef b'chol shetav nafshecha." You shall spend the money for whatever foods your nefesh desires, whatever you want. But Chazal understand that this refers to food that is a peri, or at least meat. It has to be something that can make more of itself. It has to be something that is gedulei karka, that it grows from the ground. Does meat grow from the ground? No, but animals live off the ground. Water or salt just doesn't fit into this. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Hanoidim in a mazn. Someone makes a neder. No nourishment. Mutar b'mayim l'melach. He can have water and salt. Matur explains exactly what type of a neder this person made. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin. You can make an erev for a nazir with wine. Remember, a nazir can't drink wine. But even though he can't drink it, others can drink it. So it's good enough for the Erev. For that matter, will Yisrael betruma. You can make an Erev for Yisrael with truma, even though he's not allowed to eat the truma, but Kayhanim can eat it. Simcha Seimer Becholin. Simcha says no. Can't do it with truma. If I want to go hear my Rebbe Shir and I'm not a Kayan, I can't make an Erev with truma. It has to be something that I could eat. What about wine for a Nazir? Here Simcha doesn't argue. Because when it comes to wine for a Nazir, it's true, a Nazir can't drink wine. But when someone's makabel Naziris upon himself, that's a kind of a neder. And just like by a neder, you can go to a Chacham and be matir the neder. You explain to the Chacham, oi, the whole thing was a mistake. And he can remove the neder, he can be matir the neder. You can do the same with Naziris. The Chacham can say, no, the whole thing was a mistake, you're not really a Nazir. If that happens, the wine would be mutter to him on that Shabbos. So at least, as far as the Nazir is concerned, when it comes to the wine, there's a possibility that the wine should be mutter for him on Shabbos. But as far as Truma is concerned, there's no possible way that Truma could become mutter for Yisrael. Wait a second. Isn't Truma also a kind of a Kabbalah? He says, this should be Truma. And what if you go and you say it was a mistake when I meant to make this Truma? It shouldn't have been done. And the Rav Taka says, the Chacham Taka says, you're right. When you accepted this upon yourself as truma, there was a mistake over here. No, it was never truma to start with, but you still wouldn't be able to eat it. What is food called before you separate Trumas and Maisris? It's called Tevel. No one can eat it. You separate Trumas and Maisris, so the Truma becomes mutter to the kain. And everything else becomes mutter for everyone. By the Nazir, if you undo the Neder, he's no longer a Nazir, you can drink the wine. Over here, if I undo the Truma, it becomes Tevel, I still can't eat it. Not until you separate Truma again from it. And you can't do that on Shabbos. Now it'll separate Truma and Maisris on Shabbos, even Ben Hashemashas. So it's like checkmate when it comes to the Truma. There's no possible way a Yisrael is going to eat this Truma on Shabbos. There's no way that the Yisrael could become a Kohen. That can't happen. And even if there's a way of undoing the Truma, but it'll only become one thing that's us and something else that's us. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Ula Kohen bebeis hapras. What is a beis hapras? Beis hapras is a field where there was a grave here that was plowed over. So there may be pieces of bone that are scattered all over. Now a Kohen is not allowed to walk over here. As a matter of fact, the Kohen is not supposed to walk 100 amos from the grave. In which direction? In any direction. We're scared he may touch or move one of the bones, or pieces of bone. This is an Isser Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah, you could say, listen, the plow doesn't go down that deep. Now, the Erev has to be put in a place where officially, this is my home. This is my base. That's where I can go 2,000 amos in either direction. So it has to be a place that I can get to. So if I'm a Kohen, and you're putting the Erev in a graveyard, so how could you say I live there? A Kohen's not allowed to go there. A Kohen can't become Tameh. But we're talking about a base of pras over here. There's the caver was plowed over. Elamai, what are you scared of? That within 100 amos around and around there may be some small pieces of bone? So really, he could carefully examine the ground in front of him for those bones. A big bone, he'll see. A small bone, he can blow away the loose dirt in front of him and see if any small fragments are there. Is he going to do that? He doesn't necessarily have to do it, but there is somehow a remote possibility that he could be here, that he can get to the food. So therefore we say, Ola Kayin, you can put the Erev Techumen down for a Kayin, Bebeis HaPras, in a Beis HaPras. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, Afilu Bebeis HaKvars, never mind a Beis HaPras, even in a regular cemetery. Why? Nishiyach Leilach, Lachetz V'lecha. He can go make a partition, Lachetz, like from the Lashon of Mechitza, and eat it. Make a partition, where is he going to make the partition? Sakta Batanura, well, he can have himself carried through the Beis HaKvars in a box. So that's going to be like an oil separating him and the Tumah. He won't become Tumah. The Batanura explains that according to the first Tana over here, the Tana Kama, you can never put an Erev in a graveyard, in a regular Beis HaKvars, even for someone who's a Yisrael or a Levi. What's the problem? Problem is, you now would have Hana from a grave. You can't leave an Erev on a grave. Wait a second. You're only allowed to put down an Eruvei Techumen if the need to extend the distance that I can go is a Dvar Mitzvah. Like in our case, I want to go hear my Rebbe Shir. But don't we say Mitzvah is Lav Lahanistinu? That's not considered a personal Hana? Well, the Tana Kama holds, when are you performing the Mitzvah? When the Erev goes into effect. Lamaisa, even afterwards, the Mitzvah is done already, and you want to make sure that your food is protected. People don't want it to be stolen. So you're still using the caver for your own benefit after the mitzvah is finished. And therefore, it can't be done. According to the Chacham or the Tanakhama, you can never put the Erev in a Beis HaKvaris, period. Kayin or not Kayin. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you can? So Rabbi Yehuda holds a person is not makbet on his Erev. He doesn't care if it's lost or stolen. He just wants to use the Erev to make sure he can walk the extra amos on Shabbos. So at that point, it's a Dvar Mitzvah, and that's not called having personal Hana. And afterwards, he's not having Hana because he doesn't care that it's being watched over there. It doesn't even bother him at this point if it gets stolen. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in this Mishnah. We learned you can make an Eruvei Techumen and Shitufei Mevayis with any type of food, with the exception of water and salt. We learned you can purchase with Kesef Meiser. That's when you have your Meiser Sheni money, you redeemed it. Meaning to say, you redeemed the Peiris for money, and you brought the money to your Yerushalayim, you can buy anything in your Yerushalayim with it, with the exception of water and salt. We said if someone makes a neder, he's not going to have mazon, he's mutter in Mayim and Melech. We also said you can make an Erev for a Nazir with wine and for a Yisrael with Truma, even though they can't eat it. Simcha says, no, not a Yisrael with Truma, a Nazir with wine, Memela, because it's possible for him to go to a Chacham, and the Chacham says it was a mistake, you're not really a Nazir. But as explained, for the Yisrael with Truma, on this Shabbos, there's no way the Yisrael can eat this Truma. There's no way he can become a Kayin. And as far as the Truma is concerned, even if you're going to say it was a mistake, it should have never become Truma, but then it automatically goes back to becoming Tevel. You can't eat it anyway. Until you're Mafresh Truma again, and you can't be Mafresh Truma on Shabbos. We said you can put the Erev down for a Kayin in a Beis HaPras. That's the place where it's only a Gzeder that Abanan. It's a field where they plowed over a caver, so that Abanan said you can't walk 100 Amos in each direction. The Yehuda says you can even put it in a Beis HaKvaris, because it's possible somehow to get there. We explained that according to the Tanakhama, you can't put it for anyone in a Beis HaKvaris, even for someone who's not a Kayin.